Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you today?
Hey, good
Somebody
morning.
Somebody requested a call back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to file a claim.
Okay. Let me see if I can assist you with that. So what's your social?
419-358-604.
And your first and your last name, sir?
Marcus M.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
223-1990-784-7304.
And your mother's maiden last name?
Susie Young.
Okay. All right, let's see if we could open this up for you. So what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is, excuse me. Do you know that fraud is considered a federal crime and it has a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, and have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and now are you in need of filing a trade readjustment allowance benefit?
No.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. So what that entails, sir, if you were laid off as a result of competition from imports and the company that you were working for moved overseas.
Okay, no.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and you said your first name was Tomarcus.
Yes.
Okay, Sims. Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different name and a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at, the 762-3125?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth, you said, was February 23, 1990.
Yes.
Okay, your mother's name was Young. And do you have a driver's license or ID, ma'am, sir?
Do I have what?
Driver's license or ID?
Yes, driver's license.
Is it Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said that number was one more time, please.
784.
Mm-hmm.
784.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Oh, non-Hispanic.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
What is the highest grade of school you completed, sir?
12.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. So you live in the U.S., correct? And what is your residential address, sir?
3410 Chisholm Road, apartment 1204H, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Okay. You said apartment 1204?
It's 1204H.
Okay. Okay. And you said that was Florence. Okay. Okay. And your zip code is 35630?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And is your mailing address the same, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what was your occupation before, sir? What did you do?
Production.
Okay.
Supervisor. Yeah, supervisor.
Okay. Okay. And are you looking for work in that same area of occupation?
No, I got a job.
Pardon me?
I have a job.
So are you working?
Yeah, I'm working.
So I'm not understanding why you're trying to file unemployment.
Because we had a, we did a week layoff, so they sent us a message.
Okay. So you're in a shutdown?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, not a problem. So you're currently attending school or training?
No, I'm working at a job.
Right. Okay. So when are you expected to go back?
This week. We'll go back this week. We was off last week.
Okay.
I couldn't get.
So are you already at work?
No.
Okay.
Am I now?
Yes.
No, I go back this week. I'm not at work right now.
Okay. So when was expected to go back?
Tonight. I work on night shift.
Okay.
Yeah, we was off last week for the entire week.
Okay, so I'm not sure how that's going to work, okay? Because technically, you need to call us the week that you're off, yeah. So I'm not sure whether this is going to work out for you, but we could try submitting it and see what happens, okay? And you are temporarily laid off for a week. Because, see, you should have done your weekly certification if you submitted that for last week, okay? And you could do your weekly certification for this week, but you're going to have to, if you work this week, you're going to have to report your hours. So I'm not sure. Let me ask and see if we could even open this at this point and see what your options are or how you are to go about that. Because if we open it today, you're not going to be able to do your weekly certification until Sunday. And if it's Sunday, you're going to have to report your hours for this week. Your earned hours, and that in itself, so we can't open it for last week, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let me check and see what your options are here. Okay. Okay, let me involve a supervisor and see what they say about it. Because we were pretty busy last week, so if you try to get through, I understand that it would have been difficult for you.
Yeah.
So let's see what they say. This might take a minute, okay? Let's finish the application. So at least if they say go ahead and do, we can finish it. So if you right now you are available to go to work full time and you are available to go work all shifts and you are mentally and physically able to work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So well, let's finish the application that way. If it's good, we can just submit it. Okay, how many miles do you drive to go to work one way?
Like 22 miles.
Okay, and what's your hourly rate? How much do you make an hour?
$22.91.
Okay, and are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment? Are you a CEO?
Am I?
A CEO.
Oh, no.
Okay, do you own your own business?
No.
Or do you work for yourself?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for a pension?
No.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like we're not going to be able to open it for you. So I'm trying to find out for you what would be your alternative, like who you can contact.
Gotcha.
Okay, sorry about that.
That?
Yeah, sorry about that. Always try to call the week off, even if it's like on a Friday.
Okay.
Because, but if you try to start calling on Monday, by Friday you should get through. You know what I'm saying? If you wait until Friday to call and you don't get in, you're out of luck.
So,
you need to try to get off, start calling. Oh, let's see. Let's see what they say. Okay. Just take a minute. you might be able to go online at labor.alabama.gov, go to claimants, and go to open a claim and see if it allows you to do that.
Hold on. What's the website again?
Labor.alabama.gov.
Can you spell it? The first word? I can't understand what you're saying, the first word.
Labor, L-A-B-O-R.
Okay. Alabama.gov.
Labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Go to claimants. There's an option on that page. Claimants. Okay. And then that will give you an option to open up a claim.
Okay.
And then see if you can do that. That way. And if not, you're going to have to try to call 1-800-361-4524.
1-800-361-4524.
Okay. 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 Let's just wait a little bit and see what my supervisor suggests other than that. And see if they have other options. Did you work part of the week last week or just the whole, were you off the whole week?
I was off the whole week.
Take another minute.
They said on the website, so a claim.
Yeah, go to open up a claim.
Hold on.
And then see if you can put last week's dates on it. Because technically your last day of work would have been yesterday, right? Your last day off would have been yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you put that on there and see how that works.
Yeah, I don't see the open up a claim.
Okay, there is an option on that page that says claimants. Go to that. And then once you go to claimants, it should give you a couple of options. And one of them would be open up a claim or file a claim. So they're suggesting that you try to call inquiry or go online.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, I appreciate it.
Right. You have a good day, sir. Thank you. Sorry for the inconvenience.